Pit bulls are seen as fighting dogs and have a huge stigma around them. I have spoken to Hannah Williams-Stiles about being an owner of a pit bull who was going to be trained to be a fighting dog. So Hannah, tell me about your pit bull.
My sister picked him up at 2 years old from a group of people who were involved in criminal activity. He was being trained to be a fighting dog even though he wasn't aggressive.
So how did the pit bull react to the situation when he got taken away?
He was really timid to get taken away by someone he wasn't used to. But as soon as he came through the door, he was so excitable and quickly affectionate with our family. And he had the sweetest temperament.
Did people say anything about you owning one?
Loads of people used to give me dirty looks. There was also this one lady who came up to me and said that I shouldn't be owning a dog like this, that they're too aggressive and they're harmful to the community and they're used for fighting. We had to finally give him away because a man who knew my sister pretended that he was someone else and reported her to the council, and he said that our pit bull was biting his kid to make it look like they were her next door neighbours.
How did that make you feel?
I was absolutely livid because could have left him around my little niece at the time, who was one, by himself, and I couldn't believe, because of the stigma and the misconceptions around them, that just because they're seen as fighting dogs, he got taken away and we never saw him again.
That's really sad. Do you think stigma around pit bulls will ever disappear?
The assumptions and misconceptions have been around for so long. There will always be people who will see them as vicious, and they'll always assume they're used as fighting dogs unless people stop training them. I'd say because in England we're so much more on top of things with animal abuse and animal rights and things like that, we're so much more aware of it that we probably have less vicious dogs here. Maybe like mental health and all the things that we've overcome already. We've just got to keep spreading awareness, spreading support, even if we have smaller charities which do the same thing, like RSPCA, PETA. We could have people raising money for their local pit bull community, more websites, more research, just more awareness and more talking about it rather than just letting it happen. Yes, they can lock their jaw, but do they choose to, or have they been forced to for so long that that's what they're used to because they've been trained to be aggressive and violent? Pit bulls aren't vicious dogs until they're made to be vicious. We should just continue to buy dogs or own dogs and care for dogs because they need care, not because they should be used for anything.